Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, wake up, man. He's too old.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're talking about our guy.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. Guru taking care of a family matter.
Love you, Goo.
Coming up in a half hour, Ricky Williams, former Heisman Trophy winner, former New Orleans Saint, Miami Dolphin, and... We're getting him on at noon with the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. 49ers with the number 31 pick.
You think anybody would trade, well, number one, with the Saints traded to get Ricky Williams in general, but something that was such a heavy cost for a running back. Like, running backs aren't even killed.
Oh, God. Not now.
Running backs aren't even taken in the first round. Nevertheless, traded up for.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Ricky Williams at noon. Here's the other thing I was thinking.
John Robinson was a top 10 pick last year. Jahmyr Gibbs, wasn't he top 15?
Yeah,
Texas, Georgia.
Yeah. There you go.
Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Penn State, your boy James.
We are.
Franklin.
You know,
I think a big season's coming for the Nittany Lions, Steiny.
They stink. They have one of the worst coaches in college football.
Well, they don't stink, but they just haven't won a title.
They just aren't very good.
Least creative offensive coach in football.
Just tote the rock.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, we think about... And I don't want to just start out this way, but...
No, you should.
Okay, where the Warriors are right now. Did anybody think of this for a sec? Right, they won a title in 2022. Okay, and they made some moves that nobody really thinks much about. Except me. No, other people. What? Does everybody just out there think it's fine and dandy that the two guys you have on the team... that are signed through 2027 are the two guys that most people want to move to look to move more than anybody else. I mean, people want to get off Wiggins. They signed him through 2027. People are now saying Draymond messed up the last 2 years. Well, he signed through 2027. Like, those were two moves that were made. Oh, yeah, you like them now? How do you like them? They were made, like, the... Couldn't you say those moves were made because that's what Steph wanted?
I don't know if it's what Steph wanted, but I think that's naturally what happens.
Just to keep it, you know, keep it all together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's what happens when you win. Players get paid more than they should be, or just receive contracts. I mean, the amount of guys that LeBron James has gotten paid is ridiculous. So, like, this just naturally happens. But it's interesting because. Before the break, we were talking about Poole and Wiggins specifically. They got signed on the same day.
Right.
And I saw something in the YouTube chat powered by First North Cal Credit Union about how Poole was the bad deal. Well, in a way, you could say Poole was the better deal than Wiggins because a year after, exactly. No one wanted Andrew Wiggins. At least one team wanted Jordan Poole. And what we've seen from Jordan Poole in his singular season in Washington is that he's far overpaid. He's not a great basketball player. And the fact you could acquire an expiring contract and get a player that at least helped you this season, that's a swing and a double to the gap or a triple in the alley by Mike Dunleavy Jr. Now this summer, you're right, everyone does. I don't particularly have any interest in seeing Wiggins on the team next year. I don't know how they're going to trade him.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason they might have not even moved him at the deadline is because they had player-for-player deals out there. They could have made a move, specifically with Dallas, I think, was the hot one. They could have got off him at the deadline. They chose not to because there was nothing out there. And now it's to the point where you might have to attach something to get off of him.
Exactly. Jam's in Oakland. What's up, Jam? How you doing, man? What do you got for us, buddy? Jam on his keyboard.
Peanut butter and jam.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
Those games were great last night. And looking at the Nuggets and comparing them to the Warriors, Ooh. I mean, is there anybody that you would trade on the starting lineup? I kind of don't think so. Everybody they have is taller and younger. Obviously, Jokic is the best player in the world. I mean, I guess Curry's still better than Murray, but my point is that, I mean, that's the gold standard, right?
Right.
That's what right they're
now.
Shooting for. And they are, sorry, Joe.
Oh,
lost him. Oh,
you're back. We lost you for a sec, Matt. You said, sorry, Joe, and then we lost you.
Oh, they're light years from where the Nuggets are at. Literally light years. I mean, there's no KD, there's no Giannis, there's nothing that's going to get him there. So, I just feel that unless you want to go back to the days of Jason Caffey and, you know, Witherspoon and that hideous era, they really need to think about moving everybody, and that includes Curry. I like Kuminga, but he doesn't really have any basketball instincts. He's still only 21. He could become an all-star, but that's at 2 years at a minimum out. Curry will be gone. I just think cutting bait is the way to go. I don't think there's any chance at all there's going to field a serious contender next year. And if they're going to do this, I mean, there's that Russian saying, you can't jump off the cliff twice. So maybe it's not Russian. I don't know. I just feel they need to do that. They need to move off of everybody and start over. They have no chance of being that kind of team again. I mean, obviously, if Curry wants to stay, he's earned it.
No doubt. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Who's he running away from?
He's on the lam.
They pulled over for that.
650, I'm all for on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm all for keeping the Warriors the way they are and adding through the draft. The reason is they were very close to being a playoff team, and they dramatically improved in the second half of the season. That tells me their young players are improving. I am not necessarily against that. The problem is they don't have a pick this year. And I get it, it's only one player.
And you're right. Yeah, it is technically top four protected. And it's like 0.3% chance or whatever.
Is that what it is?
Or 3%. Yeah, I mean, but and that'd be awesome. But like, I think that next season just has to be about empowering their younger core. It has to be, because I just don't see the big three or whoever's on the team. That was a focal point of their 2022 championship to now three seasons after being ones to carry them back to the promised land.
I'm with you. Now, the one thing I just thought of, would this be possible?
3.8%. Thank you, Brandon Ayu.
Because the one thing that I think is going to be a challenge just from a basketball perspective is if you re-sign Clay, you still have the core. And they're still the most important players on the team. Having said that about empowering the young players, could you possibly re-sign Clay and you just tell Draymond and Clay, You guys are coming off the bench next year. You're coming off the bench next year. You're coming off the bench.
Clay, yes. Dre, no.
Well, that's the part, Evan, where I'm with you empowering the young players, but like, how can you empower young players if Draymond Green is still on the team, let alone just even a little bit of a back seat coming off the bench?
Okay, so I guess this is how I'd put it. They have right now not a bevy of great wings, but they have a lot, right? You have, or forwards, I should say. You have, I kind of consider Klay Thompson more of a three, like a small forward. So Klay Thompson, okay. Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, and Andrew Wiggins. So the five guys. I think the decision is this offseason between Klay, Wiggins, and Draymond, you got to choose two of them. Like, one has to go in order, if you do want to empower the younger players, that, and I think specifically the 2021 draft class, Kuminga and Moody, if you want to have them put themselves in the best possible position to grow and develop, you're going to have to move off of one of those three guys. Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green. You got to make a choice. Klay is obviously the most obvious one because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to involve him in a trade, but a lot of people would rather see Wiggins go, or maybe even Draymond. I think Draymond's the least likely of the three to be moved, but if you do want to empower your younger players, and I think they should, you're going to have to make a hard choice between those three guys.
And there's something about moving off of just one of the big three that I'm not crazy about.
Yeah, smaller
it's like
three.
You're dipping your toe into the water of change, but you don't want to jump all the way in. I'm not saying I want all three, but like, I just wrote something down that would make me, like, that I would be, I would like this better than the alternative. Okay, here's what I don't want. Resign Klay Thompson, and next year you're starting Curry, Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Kuminga's coming off the bench, you're starting. Like, I would rather just commit, even with a resigned Klay, we're starting Curry at one, Moses, you're starting at two. Moses Moody, you're at two. You're going to start at two. Or if Pajemski beats you out at two, he'll play one and maybe Curry can play two. Or that's our three-guard rotation. Wiggins, Kuminga, too bad. They got to play together. They have to.
Okay.
We can't get rid of any of them. One's too young, and the other one nobody wants. So you have Curry, Moody, Wiggins, Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis at center. Klay Thompson, if he's on the team, comes off the bench, and Draymond Green comes off the bench. He just comes off the bench. That way they don't have to, that way the veterans don't just dictate everything, and they just play whenever they're ready to play. I mean, I'd rather that than just knowing that those two guys are just going to be in the starting five. And
Curry and Draymond? Or
Klay and Draymond.
Klay and Draymond.
Like, I think if Klay and Draymond are on the team, Steve's going to play him. He's going to start him.
You don't think that Klay Thompson would come back and start the season coming off the bench?
I don't know.
I feel like that has to be a part of the negotiations, is what his role is going
to
be.
Well, then I think then that would be a way for the Warriors to want that number to be at 15-ish, and maybe he's not ready to do that yet. Like, I do think if somebody says you can be our starting two, he'll leave, wouldn't he?
Well, not if it's going to be for a bottom-feeding team. I mean, you look at take a look at Denver. I don't know. Like, Klay's not starting for that team.
No.
I don't know how many playoff teams, or maybe not playoff teams, but legitimate title contending teams. If Klay Thompson really does want to win a fifth title, he wants to win one for the thumb, like he said.
Right.
How many teams is he realistically starting on right now? Boston? No. Denver? No. OKC? No.
No, he's just not a fit there.
Minnesota? No.
Well, I mean, the team would be like the Orlando Magic, who they won 48 games. They think they're better than they are. Or what about Philly?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Klay starting than Anthony Black, but that's also where the Orlando Magic are.
I hear you. JL's in the town. What's up, JL? How you doing,
fellas,
man?
Fellas, man. Yeah. Love to be on the show, man, talking with you.
Sure.
Okay. I got a couple of things I want to say, man. I do not want to see Chris Paul go. but I understand the money situation. As for Draymond, I understand that contracts are ran different. In the NBA, can Draymond be put on a contract such as they do in the NFL? If you do this, you do not receive this. If you do too much of this, you will not receive that. That's what I'm curious about. That's the kind of contract Draymond needs to be on. If he wants to mess up, take money from him. I don't want to see him go because he is the general on that floor. He runs everything.
I got to believe, and thanks for the call. Look, the Warriors voided Latrell Sprewell's contract when he choked P.J. Carlissimo. The issue the Warriors have is they can't – yeah, the next time he does something, they could probably penalize him, suspend him. Do they want to void the contract? You know, it'd be gutsy. That'd be gutsy. I mean, he's got to do something. They can't just do it now. But I would have thought that when he signed the 4-year contract, he would have had to make a deal with Joe Lacob that he was going to be on his best behavior, and he wasn't. So, you know, that's like, there's to me a lot of things we don't know. I mean, it's within the realm of possibility that Joe Lacob could be done with Draymond Green. He might be. Now, I know every story is about how they need Draymond, but we don't know what kind of handshake agreement they had. If Joe Lacob feels betrayed, he feels betrayed. I don't know that he does or doesn't, but I can't imagine he's ecstatic about Draymond Green right now.
Probably not, but I also think the tone for the team would be a lot different if they were actually pissed. I mean, Steve Kerr went from saying what he did in Orlando was unforgivable to I was okay with it, like 2 months later.
And I believe the Warriors right now are doing what any smart team would do, and that's say, we want Clay back. We can't envision Draymond not being here. You know, Wiggins really got it going the second half. But I really think that they're open to anything.
They have to be.
Right.
Like, you have to be open to anything. Meanwhile, the Niners are a team that is trying to just fill a couple holes here and there because they probably feel like, not a Steph Curry away, but, you know, they probably feel like they're a piece away from winning the Super Bowl.
How do you look at the NFL draft? Like, it's the first draft that the Niners have had a first round pick, but it's not till 31.
Mm-hmm.
What's your excitement level?
For the draft?
Yeah. No, for the Niners draft.
Well, the Niners are an interesting team because, like, in a way, the draft is exciting, I think, because you're going to get new players in. Ideally, you're going to have some top-tier talent. Like, for example, last year, there wasn't much excitement around it because I don't think they even had a second-round pick. So they didn't take a guy until I think it was Jair Brown in the third round. That was their first pick, and he played some this year. But the Niners are so top-heavy, Steiny, that I think the draft is hard to get pumped about because there might be one player or two players that's going to realistically come in and challenge for a starting spot. And odds are, whatever position they take is probably not going to be expected to be a day one starter. So unlike, probably 25 or 20 teams in the NFL, the Niners are looking at their roster and saying, this first round pick, we can not get cute with, but we don't have to take a position of need. We can just take the best player possible. I think it's very realistic that the Niners take a defensive lineman in the first round because even though they have a lot of great talent there, they have their most money invested on the D-line, maybe they're looking for a replacement for Arik Armstead. You know, maybe they're looking for some more depth because, you know, a particular player's not going to be around for forever. I mean, they can look more ahead with their first-round pick than other teams can, and I think that's why it might be difficult to say, oh my God, I can't wait to see who they're going to get at 31.
Here's what John Lynch said about the pick they have and how flexible they are or aren't.
I think 31 is an interesting spot. Like at the end of day one, teams are eager to go get someone. So I would imagine there'll be some calls and we'll be open and flexible. We've done it both ways in a variety of ways and been successful doing some. And the big thing is just be prepared for every scenario. You know, I think you have to be flexible. Human nature is to underestimate the uncertainty of a draft. And I think we try to account for that and the only way you do that is being prepared for everything.
So he thinks that they may get some calls at the end of that first round, and if something makes sense, they'll do it. He also said they could possibly move up. Take a listen.
We're not at 32 this year. We're slightly more than the last couple of years. I mean, so that's a good thing. But, you know, I think that just speaks more to we have a high standard that we don't change, blow with the wind to try to put first round grades. But still, you know, when we like players, you know, we draft them. And I think we don't get beholden to, well, the league sees them here, you know, so 22 is kind of where we're at, 22 first round grades. We do have a high standard there that is up from the last couple of years. And so I think that's a good thing.
So he's talking about how many guys they have graded as first round picks. 22.
That means you're probably not going to get one of those guys. And so maybe you do take right. The Belichickian approach, which is to just trade back into the second round, acquire some future capital, and give yourself more throws at the dartboard. I mean, that's also an option, too. And I wouldn't be shocked if they traded back. I would be surprised if they traded up.
Yeah. More John Lynch. This is what he talked about in terms of the linemen and the versatility. This is kind of interesting.
I think it's good tackles. It's good linemen. And, I the interesting thing with those linemen in this draft, we think a lot of them have flexibility to be tackles and or guards. And so that's nice that you take somebody with some versatility, you know, I think. So that's, I think there are some options.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at what they're going to do with that first round pick or with a couple of their picks, they don't have to draft for need. They can draft, I think they're going to draft for depth. Finding a guy on the line that can play inside and outside is not uncommon, but with the Niners, I mean, you have more bodies to put out there, and maybe they decided in the second season Spencer Burford's not someone they want to be reliant upon, or Aaron Banks is someone that's coming up and they're going to have to extend him or not. Is this someone that could fill in at the guard position? You know, on the right side, is Colt McKivitz your long-term solution? They gave him a one-year deal to re-up. Is he going to be gone next year? You know, I just think the Niners are in a position where they can draft, yes, for someone that can help them now, but it's more about, this draft is more about their future than their present, in my opinion.
And to me, this year's draft is more about Brandon Ayuk than the player they select. Not to say the player they select won't be a factor, but the first shoe could possibly drop on Brandon Ayuk on Thursday during the draft. We'll find out a little more. If something happens Thursday, it does. But the 49ers obviously have that decision to make. And let me just ask you this before we play some of this sound later on in the show.
And, of course, we got Ricky Williams coming up in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Former Heisman Trophy winner, Ricky Williams. What was the sense you got from John Lynch yesterday in terms of how he talked about Brandon Ayuk? You know, when Clay Thompson talked at the end of the season, people noted, boy, he didn't sound like the Warrior for Life guy. Did John Lynch sound concerned or not concerned about Brandon Ayuk's future as far as you're concerned?
I don't think he sounded concerned to me, but it didn't sound like they were close. I mean, I think this is something that's going to extend into the summer, which is also why I don't think he gets moved before draft night. If you were going to trade him, it probably would be before the draft or on draft night to replace him with a first round or whatever draft compensation you receive in that trade. But I don't think Brandon Ayuk is going anywhere. And so in a way, I think John Lynch is basically just setting up the fact that our focus is on the draft. And then after that, our number one priority is to make sure that Brandon Ayuk is under lock and key. And the number that they come to is going to be interesting to me because I think Ayuk actually has a lot more ammunition than people are giving him credit for.
Who'll get more per year, Ayuk or Clay Thompson?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it'll be about the same, actually.
I think it's going to be similar. Hey, a reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Goo on the free Odyssey app. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Coming up on the other side, we got Ricky Williams, former Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Fame, former number 5 overall selection in the 1999 draft. Ricky Williams on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny, you're more like me than you think you are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.